A couple of major banks collapse, Greta Thunberg is caught in a lie, and Karl Marx finally gets the treatment he deserves. All this and more in this week's episode of Coping with Comedy. So our videos have been getting a really low amount of views lately, and that's due to one reason and one reason only. YouTube isn't recommending it to anyone. So we're going to try and mix things up here. This is going to be our PC episode, where everything we say is politically correct, and we're going to try and be as YouTube-friendly as possible. From Jack Posobiec. Hi, Greta Thunberg. Why did you delete this? From Greta Thunberg. A top climate scientist is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop using fossil fuels over the next 5 years. June 21st, 2018.
That one didn't age quite so well.
Next, ATF on the hunt for thousands of illegal machine cordless hole puncher conversion devices smuggled into the US. Oh my god, that's disgusting. Where? From at leftism for you. We have before, and we have after. Is it a coincidence that they all look like that one quiet kid? Next, from Black Diamond. Where did the bad mustache man go after World War II? Wernher von Braun, head of NASA. Walter Hallstein, head of EU Commission. Adolf Huesinger, NATO's chief of staff. Kurt Waldheim, secretary general of the United Nations.
You filthy goddamn pockmarked fascist asshole!
Next, you may go into forever sleep, which is normal. YouTube, for your information, in case you don't understand the concept of a joke, that is edited. Next, from Ed Bill Gates. Tread very carefully. What's next for our foundation? I'm particularly excited about what the next year could mean for one of the best buys in global health. Happy Fun Time Needles. From December 19th, 2019.
That's quite a coincidence.
Next, this next song is called Please Don't Cut Off My Meat Pickle Because I Like the Color Pink. Next. This is the size of a hole made by a bad, bad shooter shoot. Tell me again why you need that. Tell me you've never fired a cordless hole puncher without telling me you've never fired a cordless hole puncher. Next, from at Conceptual James, in honor of Karl Marx entering forever sleep 140 years ago today.
And this is one message I approve.
Next, from the New York Post, transgender artist removes J.K. Rowling's name from Harry Potter books, resells them. From Fingers, I hope the irony of superficially changing the outside of something while the inside stays exactly the same wasn't lost on him. Next, from lawenforcementtoday.com, report black suspect knife pats boy 12 in the neck inside McDonald's. From Seoul, maybe if you white people stopped being so evil, people would stop reacting like this towards you. That's a tweet if I've ever heard one. Norm MacDonald, legend. And just to clarify, misgendering is when you won't use the wrong pronouns for a person who refuses to use their correct pronouns. Next. SPIW, the deadliest cordless hole puncher that never was.
That's right, it's time to talk about the AK-50 again.
Next, from at Mostly Peaceful Memes, this is next level bad orange mandarin syndrome. From at Occupy Democrats, child lover may have been an evil predator, but he was a perceptive judge of character. Next, when they claim the water is completely safe. Impressive. Now let's see you drink it. And the stupid sons of guns actually did it.
Here's to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
That's good.
Now that's a contender for the Darwin Awards if I've ever seen one. Next, this is from BuzzFeed, back when gay marriage was a hot topic, and it was still being debated among legislators. What will happen if gay marriage is legalized? And this is a pie chart that they came up with. Gay people will get married. A third world war will break out. Various coffee cough sad times, locust frogs, etc. will erupt. Schools begin teaching kids how to have gay happy hugs. The bad guys will win.
Oh, whoa. Awkward silence.
From the Babylon Bee, bank learns hard lesson that if they invest their money irresponsibly, the government will bail them out. Next. Hillary Clinton posts condolences for Tucker Carlson's self-induced forever sleep this coming Tuesday. Next, Colin Kaepernick sues adoptive parents for $21 million in reparations. Congress takes brief pause from sending all your tax dollars to Ukraine to send them to Silicon Valley Bank. Next, Biden admin promises to tax Silicon Valley billionaires on all the money the federal government just gave them. Next, Oscar for Best Actor goes to Vladimir Zelensky. Next, Oscars continues trend of black hosts with Jimmy Kimmel. Next, U.S. government asks the great and powerful leader for quick loan to bail out our Silicon Valley Bank. Next, op-ed by David French. The government has no right to tell parents not to put their kid into a washing machine. Next, Biden assures Americans their bank deposits are safe in Ukraine. Next, Oscar ratings soar as nation watches in hopes of seeing someone slap Jimmy Kimmel. Next, investor relieved he pulled money out of crypto and put it in the bank for safekeeping. Next, Tucker Carlson obtains 40,000 unseen hours of Biden falling down the Air Force One stairs.
I am still falling!
Next, biblical archaeologists uncover mixtape Jacob made for Rachel. Historians now believe the second ever phone call was to ask Alexander Graham Bell about his car's extended warranty. Next, Mario arrested for hate crime after leaving skid marks on Rainbow Road. From the New York Post, I'm too hot to date. Men are intimidated and it's a curse. No one talks about how hard it is to be literally so hot that you can't get a boyfriend because all men are extremely intimidated by and scared of you. Being incredibly hot is honestly a curse. I'm hoping for her sake it's a joke. Would not be surprised if it wasn't. Maybe she's just not my type. I tend to go for redheads and not whatever that is. Next. Canadian Cancer Society recommends cervical cancer screening for men who identify as women. I am just a straight, happily married guy who loves wearing high heels. Next. The gender spectrum. Male. Female. Mental illness. 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 And mental illness. It's a wide variety of options. Next. 2013. They're going to use a coffee cough sad time to force happy fun time needles. Conspiracy theorist. 2023. They're going to usher in global digital currency and passports. Conspiracy theorist. 2033. We're going to forever sleep. Conspiracy theorist. Yeah, that sounds about right. Next. Next. The banking system remains resilient and stable. The banking system. Next. Girls with time machine. I am your granddaughter. Really? Greta with a time machine. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, that drawing is so horribly cursed. And yet it fits so well. Better add a few more years to that tweet. That's gonna haunt my dreams now. That will haunt my dreams. Next. I think it's Matt Walsh who said it best. Colin Kaepernick is the worst of Harry and Meghan. He's got Meghan's race baiting, and he's got Harry's lack of morality and his willingness to throw his family under the bus for publicity. Next, let's get ready to stumble. So the one day I decide to film on a Thursday and get the video done and edited so I can just enjoy St. Patrick's Day, Biden has to fall down another flight of stairs. So a ton of memes have come from this. It's going viral right now. From at Benny Johnson, WTF is happening here. I'm just going to show you a bunch of these. This will act as like a emergency meme review. Patent pending. Traditional dance there. Oh, how did that one make its way into here? That's not good. Next, from at Mega Gym 1, Cotton Eye Joe showing his moves. From Just a Jarhead 71, corn popping. Next, Build Back Shredder.
Pedophiles.
Yeah, I think we all saw that one coming. From Daddy Love Doge, not sure, but I think it's the chicken dance. Here's my bro-in-law doing it a few years back. Next, Joe Biden tap dances as he exits Air Force One. From CNN. Yeah, I'm sure they'll put a fun little spin on it. There he is, partying with his favorite breakfast tacos. Okay, I have to get back to editing now. Criminals, when you inform them, it's a cordless hole puncher free zone. And now it's time for Meme of the Week. Mr. President, a second airplane has struck the World Trade Center. I know. Thank you for watching this week's episode of Coping with Comedy. I hope you didn't mind the PC-ness of this episode too much. Just a little experiment we're going to be trying out to see if this actually gets our video recommended to more people. You know, I really didn't think about it, but wearing Brandon Herrera merch probably doesn't help. Regardless, thank you for watching. Don't forget to leave a like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and select all notifications so you'll be notified when a new video drops. Thank you for watching, and I will see you in the next one.